Hi there.
You're about to enjoy a recording from a joint service in North Bushy between Wellspring Church and Holy Trinity.
We're glad you've connected with us online, and of course you can follow us on social media, even download the Wellspring app. Much better than this, however, is meeting in person. We would love to welcome you to one of our services in a congregation near you. As you listen to this recording, know that we are praying for you to be encouraged, inspired, and given wisdom from heaven to live life to the full as Jesus intended and bring transformation to your world with his amazing love. God bless you.
On victory and what the victory means. And I want to demonstrate this through one of my kids' favorite films called Frozen. How many of you have watched the film Frozen? A good number. Okay, so there are a few who haven't. So basically, to catch you up on the story, Queen Elsa has some... people are laughing at me because I'm talking about Frozen. I think that's slightly unfair, but Queen Elsa is... No, I have watched it. I need to remind myself. Queen Elsa is someone who has magical powers and has turned the whole of her kingdom into ice. And her sister is trying to save her, but in trying to do so, she has been she's beginning to turn to stone and to ice herself. And so we have the evil Prince Hans, who is trying to stop that from happening. And that's where we pick up the story. So hopefully it should work. Oh, and hold on, just pause a sec. There is one final thing. You're also going to receive a piece of fruit or a plum. The same thing, obviously, part of fruit. We're going to hand that round as this goes round, as this plays. So if we could do that, that'd be great.
Your sister is dead because of you. Wonderful. So there we see the story of redemption, of resurrection, of restoration for Princess Elsa. And when we see this, we see it's a great victory for them. We see that the victory is because of an act of love. It's a victory that is because of an act of sacrifice. She gave up what she thought was her life in order to save her sister. She might have been able to save herself. She was looking at who was going to be her boyfriend, and the act of love could save her. But actually, the act of love, giving up her life, so she thought, to save her sister. That was the act of sacrifice. And then at the end, the victory is a sign that actually is being completed. The victory there was actually because the sacrifice worked. It was proved that it worked because she was able to come back to life. And this is the good news about the resurrection, about Jesus coming back to life again. It was an act of love on Good Friday, an act of love that sent him to the cross to take on our bad stuff, our sin. And we got it wrong so much, but Jesus goes to the cross for us. And then it was an act of sacrifice. He emptied himself of all his glory, of all that he had, all that he was due in heaven, and came down to the earth for us. And then he died. It was a sacrifice. He gave up everything for us. But then, because he rose again, because he came back to life, that proved that that was enough. The sacrifice was enough. And now we can have a relationship with God because of who he is. The victory is assured because Jesus is alive. And I wonder if we could put the next slide up. This was part of the reading that was so brilliantly read just a minute ago. And it says, so you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. So if you hold up your piece of fruit, and if we look at this piece of fruit, this plum, there was the first piece of fruit that we hear about in the Bible. And that was the fruit that Adam and Eve took. That was bad fruit. It was fruit that took us away from God. It was a sign of the rebellion. You don't need to keep holding it up. See how long you can hold it up for. It was bad fruit. And because Adam and Eve took that fruit, sin entered the world. The bad stuff entered the world that meant that we were distant from God. But then it says here that the resurrected life, the life that Jesus has for us, the fact that he came back to life, it's good fruit. It's good fruit that's for me and for you and for everyone in this community. If we choose to come to Jesus, he was the first in the harvest. In other words, he comes back to life so we can come back to life. Just as Adam, who died because he took that fruit, meant that we were all going to die. Jesus takes the fruit and gives us the fruit and says, now you can have eternal life. And so it's good fruit. It's victory. It's life-giving. And I need 3 volunteers to come forward and just hold a piece of paper for me. I wonder if I can have that. Yeah, Josiah? You looked at me. Anyone else? Yeah, Naomi, that'd be great. Okay, just hold it like that for now. And I need one more. Yeah, Alfie? I know that wasn't your hand. Someone was pointing at you. Naomi, if you can stand here. Is Alfie coming? You're not coming. Oh, can I have one more volunteer just to come and hold this? Yeah, brilliant. There we go. So if you come and stand on the other side of Naomi. There we go. Okay, so this is the good fruit that we have, and there's so much that we can have as a result of the life in Jesus. But I'm just picking 3 things, and the victory that he gives us through the resurrection. So Josiah, if you hold this nice and high. Nice and high. Victory gives us power. Victory gives us power. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now alive in us. And it says exactly in Romans 8:11, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So when we come to Jesus, we can have the same power that Jesus has. The same power that Jesus had in his life. We can do even more than he did because the power that raised him to life can be alive in us. Now, I just want to speak to those of you who are under 18, to the kids here in particular. Because we're not talking about power here that's like a magic wand, as if you're in Harry Potter or something like that. We're not able to just suddenly change this building into something else. But what we're talking about is the power to live a life with God, the power to live a life forever, the power to know that what Jesus did on the earth is possible for us. So however you feel, however small you feel, however young you are, whatever background you come from, whether you're poor, rich, male, female, wherever we come from, we can have the same power that raised Jesus to life, and we can live the life that he wants us to. Now, Naomi, if you raise yours high, victory gives us new life. And this verse from 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. We can have new life. And we often think about this resurrection life that's going to be for us when we die, that God's going to raise us up and we're going to live forever with Jesus. And that's absolutely true. Hallelujah. That's the truth of Easter Sunday. That's what the resurrected life gives us. But it also starts now. And for some of us today, we need to know that the life we can have is a good life.
It's not easy. I'm not calling people to a life where everything's going to be happy forever. One day it will all be wiped away, the tears and the sadness and the sickness. But it's a good life, a life with Jesus, a life as intended. Victory gives us new life. And then finally, nice and high, victory gives us living hope. We've already sung about that this morning. And the verse that that comes from is from 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He gives us living hope. He gives us this hope that goes beyond what we see around us. Some of us have come here today and we're going through a difficult time. But that hope is eternal. It's living. That it's not going to last forever. And that's the victory that Jesus gives us through his resurrection. And I know that there is an enemy out there, and we call him the devil, but there's also circumstances in us that try and take this victory away from us. So instead of having power, I wonder if we've come to church today with doubt. And the enemy wants us to doubt what Jesus did for us by rising again and on the cross. And instead of having new life, you hold this one over it. We can have fear. I wonder if we come today feeling scared or feeling fearful. Or instead of having this living hope, we live in despair. Because it's true that sometimes when we move away from Jesus, or where the enemy is trying to get in, he's trying to look at us and go, we're going to doubt. We're going to be scared. We're going to despair. And that's not the victorious, resurrected life that Jesus wants for us. And in fact, if Jesus is in us, we can send these things away, because his resurrection life is able to overcome all of this. So we can take the doubt and we can screw it up and we can throw it away. We can take the fear, we can screw it up and we can throw it away. We can take the despair, and we're left with what Jesus has for us. And I know what it's like. We sometimes will go back to those old things. But this is the life that Jesus calls us to. A life of victory, of power, of hope, of new life. Thank you, guys, if you take your seats. Let's give them a round of applause for standing there so brilliantly. And so I wonder where we are today. Are we in a place where we are living a life of victory? Or are we responding to the circumstances and looking at the doubt and the fear and the despair? So I'm going to give each of us an opportunity to come back to Jesus today. Some of us may have done this a lot of times, but there might be some of us here who for the first time need to give our lives to Jesus so that we can have a relationship with him, so that we can live this victorious life, that we can live a life with him forever. So I'm going to pray a prayer. I'm going to pray a prayer that enables us to surrender to Jesus. And if this is for the first time, why don't you join in on your heart, in your hearts, and say amen at the end to say, I've given my life to Jesus. So let's pray. Father, I thank you that you came down to the earth for us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for rising again and giving us a life with you. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you that I can come to you now. And I'm sorry for going my own way. I'm sorry for giving into doubt and to fear and to despair. And I choose to live a victorious life now. I give my life to you. Have your way. And whilst every eye is closed, if that's you and you've prayed that prayer for the first time and you want to give your life to Jesus, why don't you just raise your hand as a sign that you're giving your life to Jesus again? Okay, thank you. I see that hand. And so, Father, we thank you again for your amazing love for us that brings us into relationship with you. And we give our all back to you now, and we say, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we have this victorious life. It's amazing. I wonder if we could all stand. I went to a football game last week with Rob just over there. We went to an Arsenal game, and when Arsenal scored, we were hugging, we were jumping, we were celebrating the fact that Arsenal were winning. And in really important games, you end up hugging strangers and kissing and all kinds of things that shouldn't really happen. That's what happens at a football game. I don't know whether you like football, but maybe with your kids or with children that do things for the first time, you look at them and they take a step forward and you're celebrating with them where they're taking that first steps of independence or when they first say that word. And you're celebrating with them that little victory that they have. We celebrate victories all the time. And we do it with enthusiasm and praise and things that we love. And so we're going to continue to celebrate the resurrection today as we sing this next song, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory because of Jesus. So as the band lead us, let's celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive and give our all to him, because he's worth it.
Thanks for listening to this recording. We hope it has encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've heard the voice of God and been aware of his presence with you wherever you are. Do share with us any answers to prayer or get in touch if there is any way we can help you further on your journey with God. Come and see us on Sunday, or you can email us at admin@wellspring-church.org. May God be near you and his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.